Chapter 3. Finding Your Way Through a Space of Possibilities. In the years leading up to 1576, an oddly attired old man could be found roving with a strange, irregular gait up and down the streets of Rome, shouting occasionally to no one in particular, and being listened to by no one at all. He had once been celebrated throughout Europe, a famous astrologer, physician to nobles of the court, chair of medicine at the University of Pavia. He had created enduring inventions, including a forerunner of the combination lock and the universal joint, which is used in automobiles today. He had published 131 books on a wide range of topics in philosophy, medicine, mathematics, and science. In 1576, however, he was a man with a past but no future, living in obscurity and abject poverty. In the late summer of that year, he sat at his desk and wrote his final words, an ode to his favorite son, his oldest, who had been executed 16 years earlier at age 26. The old man died on September 20th, a few days shy of his 75th birthday. He had outlived two of his three children. At his death, his surviving son was employed by the Inquisition as a professional torturer. That plum job was a reward for having given evidence against his father. Before his death, Gerolamo Cardano burned 170 unpublished manuscripts. Those sifting through his possessions found 111 that survived. One, written decades earlier and, from the looks of it, often revised, was a treatise of 32 short chapters. Titled The Book on Games of Chance, it was the first book ever written on the theory of randomness. People had been gambling and coping with other uncertainties for thousands of years. Can I make it across the desert before I die of thirst? Is it dangerous to remain under the cliff while the earth is shaking like this? Does that grin from the cave girl who likes to paint buffaloes on the sides of rocks mean she likes me? Yet until Cardano came along, no one had accomplished a reasoned analysis of the course that games or other uncertain processes take. Cardano's insight into how chance works became...